Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
That's right.
FYI, Mark just suggested that we take off the award-winning podcast part of the intro after the new year.
You don't think it's been enough of that, maybe?
Are you kidding?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's coming from a guy who would vote when I said, did you guys
I voted a lot.
You did vote a lot, but...
Well,
people that voted 100 times a day with multiple emails, I think they'd
Doesn't it get a little braggy after a certain point? No? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is the closest I've ever gotten to winning a Grammy. So,
well, that's until your smash hit just like that.
Yeah. Comes I think out. It just missed the cutoff for the, the Grammys this year, but next year I'm still holding out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is award winning right there.
I guess we could always say it. We could take it out of the intro and just be like,
in
TBD.
Case you. Mark, if you think it's better for us, and we want to come across as humble,
modest,
yeah, humble and modest. So if you
we
think
beat
that's
Oprah, what's
okay, all right, it's
that?
Up to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but
it's
like
fine.
We tell everybody we beat Oprah. We like lost our modesty on the Oprah thing. That's long gone. We can still remain humble and modest podcasters.
Here's the thing: we're just normal people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like not famous. We're not celebrities. We're
not Anna Faris.
That's why we weren't. It wasn't televised.
Yeah, that's why we still don't have the people. I actually don't even have an award.
I'm pretty sure we only get one, and it's yours because I know you have a special spot for it. And
with like ceiling lighting on it.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. There's like this weird hole in my staircase and it has like a spotlight.
It was made for it.
Wow.
She's been dusting it every day since she moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll
but
be
so
yours.
That's
once
why
you
I
get
think
it.
It's so cool.
Because if like, Amy Schumer had won, that would have been in the telecast. Is that what you're saying?
1,000%.
Yeah, but what I'm saying also is like, if Amy Schumer put that on the front of her podcast, it would be like, okay, Amy Schumer. But it's like, we're just normal people and we won a freaking People's Choice Award. Like, it's pretty legit.
It is legit.
It's not braggy. It's
I
like,
feel really stressed because I only have 9 more minutes with you before you have to leave me. And so I'm like, what do we need to get in?
Oh, don't get me stressed. And we have the rest of our lives together.
But today, for the podcast, I'm not going to have you.
Tanya has to fly to New York today.
Sure do.
What are you going to New York for?
The second act premiere. That's going to be in New York.
That's very exciting.
The new Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yeah, and it's so cute.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yeah. She's like the queen of feel-good movies.
She really is. Yeah. Makes me just want to watch The Wedding Planner as we're sitting right
Monster-in-Law is one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's interesting. I need to rewatch that because you always reference that movie.
Oh, because it's such a giggle.
Like, how old are you? It's such a giggle.
It is.
Okay. I just got back from New York and I just don't like the fact that we were ships in the night.
Is it cold?
Freezing. I think I was only outside like a total of 5 minutes the whole time I was there. But it's like not. It's like that bitter cold where you're a little bit angry just being outside. So bundle up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any outside stuff.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's high is 38, which is not bad for New York in December.
But I do have to say, guess who I'm going to hang out with my last day in New York?
Who?
Nicole Lappin, our last guest that we had on the
podcast. That's so fun.
Isn't that funny? Because remember when she was here, she was like, oh, are you coming to New York anytime soon? I was like, I'm actually going to be there next week. And so she's been following up and we've been texting and she offered to let me stay with her. So she has another girlfriend staying that same night with her. So the three of us are going to like.
Oh, I bet she has a great apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet she has a great apartment. I bet she's going to take you to somewhere like amazing to go have drinks or something.
Or like we're just going to like sit at home in her like house and just like.
Oh, yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't take much to make me happy.
I know, but I'm just saying she would be my go-to girl if I were going, you know, like that's who I would call up if I was like, hey, where should we get drinks? Where should we get dinner?
Yeah,
she would know.
And there's a blind date happening too, is there not?
Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, with the way that my dates have been going of recent, I think I might just table it till 2019.
You're going to cancel the blind date?
I don't know about cancel, but like if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Because it's like I'm trying to like I'm trying to juggle things with like the premiere and just like timing and my work friends that are there. And I'm like, if it doesn't work out, I'm not stressed.
Well, your last setup date was what we're calling a mutual ghost. Yeah. The double ghost.
I don't think either one of us was really interested because I haven't heard a peep from him. So
I kind of like a double ghost.
I do too.
Like it feels clean. Like
victimless crime.
What?
Yeah.
It's clean. It's just clean. Nobody's feelings
are
hurt.
No one's feelings are hurt. There's just kind of like you might go, why did he text me? And then that's the end of it. Well, yeah. Why did I text him? That's the end of it.
And it was like I think we really enjoyed each other. Like, I really do. Like, I think he is a great guy. I just don't think we're super compatible, which is fine.
This happened to me with a guy, and we, like, texted back and forth. I was, like, really excited about it. And then we hung out. We hooked up. Not sex, but hooked. Like, you know, things happen. And then we never, neither of us ever texted each other. Like, it was just like, that's it.
Wow.
It's interesting to go that far along. Yeah. Like, they didn't even.
It was weird. We just kissed.
You didn't kiss him. No.
We kissed. What, a couple other things.
What base did we get to?
Second.
Second base.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Touching of things.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, and I'm like not, you know, I'm not the kind of girl
isn't
who like
that
goes.
Second base?
I believe the second base is groping.
Yeah. Touching. Yeah. Third base is licking.
Third base, I think there's some questions about.
Yeah, I think the bases are skewed. It was second base. It was
second base,
mildly
the clothes
innocent.
Remain on.
It was mildly innocent. Yes.
Clothes are off for third base.
Right. Yeah. Clothes are on. Anyways. But yeah, it was just weird because it like happened. And then my friends were like, oh, did you ever hear from so-and-so? And I'm like, no.
Do I remember this guy?
Becca is whispering into Tanya's ear the name of a guy that she went to second base with and then never heard from again.
Oh, yeah. I remember this guy.
This, I like cannot talk about it, but it was like a weird, it was fine.
Is it someone we would know if you said the name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyways, yeah, so I was just in New York.
With that one, I would just literally be okay if he just like touched my foot and never talked to me again.
Really? Just
yes.
A foot grace? You'd be happy with?
Yeah, I'd be like, blah, 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 touched my foot, and that's going on my gravestone.
Wow. It's like I beat Oprah and blah, 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 touched my foot.
Yeah, totally.
That's amazing. Yeah, so I just went to New York, and I went to the Billboard Women in Music, which my manifestation, if I make I don't really make vision boards, but if I make a vision board this year, my vision is going to be that you are honored at the Billboard Women in Music Awards.
Thank you. It's been a big dream of mine, honestly, for a while now.
Yeah, and we talked about it before I went because Haley was being honored as a rising star, so I went out there for that, and I was talking to Tanya about it, and she's like, it's literally been my dream to be there. And I was like, well,
it really has, like, for years now. But I just know how to get on the list.
But now I understand why, because it was just, like, the biggest names in music.
But it's also just, like, it's such a beautiful, like, night, or it's during the day, actually. It's like a brunch, right?
No, it was at night.
Oh, it was at night. I never know, because, like, New York, the time difference. But I feel like it's such a beautiful event where, like, women come together, and it's all about, mm-hmm. like, celebrating, like, these women in the industry. And they're doing all kinds of different things. They're singers, and they do like their, you know, like the woman of the year, which was Ariana, and then they have like their artists and stuff, but they honor like executives in the music industry and just people that are like doing like trailblazing things. Like I remember there was one girl that was honored for, I can't remember what it was, but it was something like very that I like, it's not so far off, you know what I mean? Because these are all like SVPs and just like, you know, high up in the industry. But I was like, there are some like attainable honorees that get invited that I'm like, I need to get on that list.
Well, I had a jumpsuit that I was planning on wearing for the event, and I tried it on when I got it in, like probably 5 days before I left for New York, and it was really tight, like uncomfortably tight. But I thought, if I can eat healthy and like just clean it up for a few days, like it'll be perfect. I didn't do that. So I panicked and I hired a stylist out in New York, and she didn't really know my style or anything. So then she brings the clothes. Nothing really works. And I'm like, well, I have this jumpsuit, but it's really, really tight. Like, I could barely sit in it.
Is it the one that you ended up wearing?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I could have caused severe organ damage. I'm not kidding. And like, the whole time I was like, I don't know if I can sit in this. And it was a sit-down dinner. So I'm like, okay, as long as I'm just sitting, maybe it'll, like, stretch out. The whole time, it was standing up and down, giving people standing ovation. Yeah. Oh. So I was... aside from me, like, really being concerned about my health, it was an amazing, amazing event.
Right? I know. Yeah. I watched the whole thing on the stream. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, and I'll watch it again. They air it.
Oh, they air it?
Yeah, they aired on TV.
Oh.
But they also do a live stream.
A lot about Haley. It's just, what kind of music does she do?
She does pop music, and she was honored as the rising star. So she,
that's huge.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, there was, what, like, I think six people being honored that night?
Yeah, they honor, like, there's, like, the woman of the year, who's, like, the, you know, the Ariana this year.
Cover girl of the magazine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's been, like, Katy Perry's been it, Rihanna. And then they do, like, five, like, sublets of that that are, like, artists. And there's rising star. There's,
innovator,
yeah,
rule breaker,
correct,
yeah there's those, like, types of things,
yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. And the night before, she played in a charity show for Jack Antonoff's sister Rachel, and she brought out Taylor Swift as her guest.
Wow.
Haley brought out Taylor, yeah, Swift as her guest. And they played.
So you're 1 degree from Taylor Swift? Is that what you're saying to us?
Yeah, I met Taylor. I mean, I've met Taylor before, but.
You have?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I knew this.
So I met Taylor. Blake Lively was back there, who I feel like I'm in some sort of world I'm supposed to be friends with her.
This is the difference between Becca and I. Becca gets put in these situations, and she's just, like, cool and chill and, like, just, like, cool.
Like, you'd be fine if Taylor Swift grazed your foot.
No, I meet Taylor Swift at, like, things, and I come back and I'm like, you guys, yeah, la, la, la. And, like, I'd make a total idiot of myself when I'm around her.
I mean, it's different because, like, I was there with, you know, I was there with Haley. And so it was kind of like, I wasn't going to, you know, if I was, like, there by myself with my friends and I just happened to run into her, I'd probably be less cool. But I was, like, having to be, like, on somewhat good behavior.
Totally.
Are you friends with Taylor Swift? Would you call yourself a friend?
No.
Is her phone number in your contact?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
No. We have not gotten there
yet. Did she remember you from the last time you met her?
No. However, she remembered me from the last time I met her.
That's great.
But Blake Lively, I met at her premiere for her movie The Shallows, and I met her with, okay, so Robin Lively, who we had on the podcast,
mm-hmm,
her husband is Bart Johnson, who is Coach Bolton on High School Musical. And then his brother, his name is Brad, and I went on a couple dates with him. And he was super nice, like, such an amazing guy. And he was at the Shallows premiere, and so he introduced me to Blake with my friend Charlene, and we took, like, a selfie in the elevator on the way down. Like, it was very brief, you know, like, I barely remembered it. And so when I saw her, I was like, hi. I was like, I'm friends with your sister, Robin. She's like, I know. Like, I know who you are.
Wow.
Totally, like, so personable and kind. And I don't know, just really gave me really good vibes.
I bet. She's like,
I told her every time I see Robin, it makes me feel like I'm seeing a family member. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I feel every time I get to see Robin Lively. So there was this moment of being like, I get, like, it's their family. Something about, like, how they're raised or something, because they all kind of feel that comforting feeling.
I mean.
Unfortunately, Ryan Reynolds was not there.
No. Did you meet Jack Antonoff?
I didn't, but I also heard that he's just an amazing human being.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
All right, before Tanya has to go,
yes,
anything else we need to know about your life? The wreath, you want to talk about your wreath on your door?
I have to, because this is, like, the epitome of, like, holiday spirit. So I've had this wreath on my door, and I put it up with, like, one of those, like, sticky things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it keeps falling off of my front door. And so I finally just gave up, and I left it on the thing, and I was going to buy one of those, like, wreath hooks for my door. I just haven't gotten around to it. So it's, like, sitting on the side of my, like, door for, like, 2 or 3 days. I go out this weekend and I notice that it's, like, fallen in a different spot, and there's, like, a different hook with it. And I was like, somebody in my complex came and tried to, like, put my wreath up on my door while I was, like, sleeping or wherever I was. I don't know. So I start texting the neighbors that I have their phone numbers. I'm like, hey, did you try and put my wreath back up? And they were like, no, I wish I would have thought of that, blah, blah, blah. So then I hear, like, a scratching at my door, and I open it, and it's Pauline. I think she lives in unit 9. I don't really know. But I was like, oh my gosh, did you try and put my wreath back on my door? And she was like, I did. It's just so beautiful. It can't be on the floor. And, like, so she tried to put it back up for me. And she was like, she kept thanking me for the cookies that I left on their door. Remember how I did that when I moved in? She was like, that was so nice of you. And it's just, I just love having you in here. And I was like, this is the epitome of Christmas spirit.
That is so nice.
It just felt so good to, like, have this random neighbor that I know now, like, I know her name, and that's the extent of it. Now I know, like, that she's a grandma. I know that she works at CBS. She does makeup for, and she does Sadie, who is a mutual friend of ours, her makeup when she does the Channel 2 News. Yeah.
That's so nice.
I know. And so I just
love Pauline.
I know. It's just like such a, I've been feeling very like the spirit and like yesterday was Christmas's love at our church. And it's just like, I've just been feeling very like joyful and happy and like, I don't know. I've just been feeling it lately.
I don't mean to be cynical. Is there any chance that she was just annoyed that this neighbor of hers wreath was sitting on the floor for 3 days and it looks terrible to walk past every day? And so she decided to fix it herself?
I don't think so. I don't think so, Tom.
Because I think I'd be annoyed if my neighbor just had a wreath on the floor.
Oh, my cynical Sam over there.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Jeez. No.
Okay.
I think she liked it.
Fair enough.
But the thing is, it just kept still kept falling off. So then I had to like really like jerry rig a thing.
I feel like you just need to get a hook and hang it and you'll be done.
No, now it's good. Now
and
it's on there.
And she's a grandma. Grandmas aren't cynical. Grandmas are, they hang.
They're looking out. Yeah. They're looking out.
Yeah, she was cute. Shout out to Pauline.
Mark. Also, while we're just talking about it, while I have you quickly, we're really cutting it close. I did want to address with you last week's episode, some of the things that were said. We saw some comments on the Facebook group. Some of the things that were a little bit insensitive on our last podcast with Lisa. But this is, I think, and there's no excuse for some of the things she said about suicide. And, you know, it was like bad jokes. But I think it came in a sense of she is almost, it seemed to me, like a little bit uncomfortable with the transition or being able to talk about her transition. So she uses humor as a defense mechanism, and it was just done in poor taste in a bad way that didn't necessarily, it didn't land because you don't joke about suicide. So I just wanted to say, like, Tanya and I heard that and we know it. And
yeah, I think my takeaway from it was like, I had a gut feeling when all that was going on and I didn't say anything. And I, can I help you?
What are those? They're so cute.
All birds.
What just
happened?
Sorry,
I'm like feeling her shoes.
She was like touching my feet.
Oh, a lot of your feet in this show today.
Yeah. But it was, I had a gut feeling about it. And for me, it was like, I need to speak up when I feel that way and not just kind of go through the motions. Like, I feel like I should have said something.
Well, what do you wish you would have said? Say it now.
No, I feel like I should have, when she left, we should have cut some of those things out.
Well, that's censoring her joke, which is not on you guys to do. She's a comedian, but I like her because I think people should get the opportunity to like change themselves. But sometimes you don't go from a complete change overnight. You know what I mean? She's really learning what's going to work for her. But you could say it even when she's here or after. You can say whatever. Some people emailed that I want to address. Some people emailed me saying, why didn't we edit her? And I don't want to censor somebody. So it's a very fine line.
Mm-hmm. I think censoring language, or there's a way to censor. I felt like suicide was just not, it's too sensitive right now with everything that's going on I think that's okay to be censored. If it's a joke about like joking sarcastically about someone or whatever, but I think it's too, there's too much. And believe me, I am not one of those people who gets offended by much. Like, I know there's a lot of sensitivity, but I do think that that is a topic that should not be joked about. And we should have just said something. We should have addressed it. Yeah.
We should have just said something in the moment, either when she was here or even right after.
Yeah. But anyway,
that's a good lesson that we learn, is not to be afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Even right after, and just say, hey, she's doing her, but we're still us.
Yeah. Right. Tanya, I'm so sad you have to
wait. Leave. Before you go, can we do some commercial? Because Becca's going to have to carry the load for all these spots. So do you want to tell us about Amazon Fire TV?
I know, Tanya normally has to carry the load.
Well,
but
I'm just saying, it's we have a lot today because the show is so popular and award-winning.
That you want to cut out.
I beg your pardon?
That we're award-winning.
Amazon Fire?
Amazon Fire is such a great service, and I know Tanya's passionate about it.
Are you passionate about it?
I am, because I like doing things that are hands-free.
Okay, can you elaborate?
Please.
So basically, I don't really cook a lot, but when I say cook, I mean like cooking salad and soup. Like, I'm not like a baker or anything like that.
You make.
But I
when
make,
you make
things. You can basically like say like, oh, put on Younger or something on the TV and it does it for you. So I don't have to like go use my remote.
Oh, you can just shout it out.
Mm-hmm.
That is really handy.
Mm-hmm.
What
for all
more
of us cooks out there?
I was gonna say, well, you know, for the other side, if you're not cooking or making food, you're sitting on the couch and you can't find your remote and you need to just get a TV show on that you like and you can just yell it out.
Mm-hmm. You can even listen to this podcast on your Amazon.
That's really what I like to hear.
Yeah.
And watch it. You can watch YouTube. Basically, you can access websites like Reddit, Facebook on Fire TV. You can do makeup tutorials. You can see cake icing videos. And you can see any of the new TV dramas that are about to come back in February.
Yeah. I mean, you basically can do, I mean, anything you want to watch on anything, you can do with your Amazon Fire.
Yeah. So you can head to Amazon.com/scrubbingin. Again, that's Amazon.com/scrubbingin to order a Fire TV of your very own. And they make amazing gifts for your friends and family for the holiday season.
What show are you guys going to watch over the holidays? I highly recommend Dirty John.
Oh, it's I want to watch that. Yeah.
What is that? What is it on?
It's based on a podcast about this woman in Newport who fell in love and he was like, bad news, bad news, bad news.
Oh, just started watching it. It's so good.
It's like, true.
Is it a
real
documentary or a series?
No, it stars Connie Britton and Eric Bana and like all these cool people. And it is, it's creepy juicy.
Is it on Netflix? What is it on?
Bravo.
It's on, but you can watch it on your Amazon Fire.
Oh, perfect. Great. There you go. Amazon Fire, Dirty John.
Amazon.com/scrubbingin.
There you go.
One more time. Amazon.com/scrubbingin.
Before I leave, I want you to tell Scott Patterson that I love him.
Why don't you hug if you him could on the way out?
Oh, is he here?
He's over in the corner. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I will hug him on my way out.
All right. Because
I just always wanted to, like, just marry everybody in that town. Okay, bye. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Becca, why don't you do BarkBox since we're here in
Oh,
mode.
Great. BarkBox is Phoebe's favorite mail to get. Honestly, I get so excited every time I get anything for Phoebe, but the BarkBox has really proven tried and true because her favorite toys are from the very first BarkBox we ever got for her. So on top of my whole family that I have to shop for before Christmas this year, I have Phoebe. And Phoebe is the queen, and she deserves everything that's good in this world. And BarkBox is the perfect gift for her. So it is a monthly delivery of innovative toys, all-natural treats, and crazy dog joy, always built around a surprise theme for dog and dog parents to enjoy. Like, I genuinely get excited every time I get to see what the theme is when she personally opens her BarkBox. BarkBox knows you love your dog like family, so they designed all toys in-house with the very best materials. I'm telling you, like, not that Phoebe's big and able to destroy a lot, but her toys from the first one we got are still her favorite since she hasn't destroyed them because they're made strong. BarkBox has all natural treats, and their chews are made and produced with meat source in the USA and Canada, never any soy, corn, or wheat. When I got her box, it had a pumpkin spice latte chew toy, a dental chew bone to keep her teeth clean and healthy, and so much more. It's the cutest gift ever, perfect for anyone who has a dog. And they also have seasonal boxes like the Christmas BarkBox and the Hanukkah BarkBox. I think that is the cutest thing ever. Free shipping to anywhere in the USA and Canada keeps dog parents happy. BarkBoxes are a $40 value with plans starting at $20 a month. So celebrate your dog with BarkBox. It's like the joy of a million belly scratches delivered straight to your door. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Becca when you subscribe to a 6 or 12-month plan. Once again, that's BarkBox.com/Becca.
All right, I have some emails we should get to before we get Scott in here. Is that fine with you?
Yeah.
My voice is tired, and I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It's Monday.
I had a procedure.
Oh, you had a procedure?
I had surgery on Thursday.
Oh, my God. What kind of surgery?
I have my deviated septum repaired. It's called a septoplasty. Septoplasty.
Wait, Haley's having that this Thursday.
Oh, really? Oh, she and I should talk. I can give her a whole preview.
Yeah, you look great and don't even look like you had surgery.
But you know what's funny is when people say they have a deviated septum and they come back with bruised eyes and everything, they had a nose job.
The cover for the nose job.
I did not get a nose job.
Right, which you really didn't.
Right.
Because...
But did you have to do like where you drain everything? And
no. They didn't drain anything.
It's the standard deviated
standard
septum.
Did you fully go under?
I went fully under,
How many hours?
About two.
Successful? Do we know?
Yeah. He said it went great. And I've had so little pain. I've been amazed at how little pain I had. Because they go up there and they cut you open.
Oh.
They slice right into your septum and then they move stuff around so it's straight.
Wow.
So I've just been resting. Today's my first day back, so I'm kind of, my voice is tired. But I feel good.
Wow.
You have a beautiful nose.
A beautiful nose.
Before and after.
Beautiful nose.
Thank you very much. All right. So anyway, that explains that. But here's an email we got. I'm 25. My boyfriend's 26. We've been dating for 5 years and have been living together 2 years. We just got a puppy and have talked about marriage and have a pretty great relationship. Well, back in May, my boyfriend's younger brother graduated college. He was trying to get a job in Florida and didn't want to move back home with our parents. So we told him he could live with us in Chicago for a year if he had a job by July 1st. Well, he got a job and he's been living with us on the lease, paying rent, and it's been a nightmare. He's trashed our apartment, has thrown frat parties while we were gone. His friends have peed and puked all over our bathroom. Oh. We've learned he's a liar. He could not take criticism. Now what do we do? Do we have the right to say you can't have people over for an after party? Do we have the right to say you are not allowed to bring drugs in this apartment? What do we do? I'm so uncomfortable with this, and so is my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. You have the right to kick him out. Are you kidding me?
If he's on the lease, I think she's limited a little bit, isn't she?
Oh, his name's on the lease.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, hey, okay, personally, I have my two younger sisters live with me. They don't do anything like that. Like, for the most part, my biggest complaint is that they don't do the dishes or take the trash out or it's messy. But
standard,
you know,
roommate stuff.
Standard roommate stuff. Standard mother-daughter things. Mm. but I, like, when I talk to them about it, we have a conversation, they're very respectful. They don't do anything close to that, but I feel like since they did him a favor and he's living with them, they maybe either need to say, like, you need to find a new place, or there has to be some changes where there's respect and lines drawn. Because I know his name's on the lease, but when people are puking and throwing up and peeing, like, that is gross. And
I think this is also on her boyfriend, because it's his brother.
He needs to say something to him.
I think he really does. It's more on him than it is on the person who wrote this, whose name is
Or maybe they need to move into their own place or something.
Now, that's not a bad idea. Rather than kick him out, say, hey, you know what? We got our own place. We're in love. We're going to do this thing. So we're real sorry, but you got a deadline.
There's
that might be the best answer.
And puke stains. Oh, you don't want to live there anymore. You good, Mark?
I just hiccuped.
Yeah, I would say have your brother have a conversation with him. But my biggest suggestion is that y'all move out into your own place.
That's a good one. I like that idea. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Wow, now I have the hiccups, so I apologize.
What did you wear on your first day of kindergarten?
I'm picturing like an orange and blue striped polo shirt.
With what kind of pants?
Blue slacks.
Blue slacks?
I didn't like
slinky
jeans at the time. They were uncomfortable
to me
at the time.
What shoes would you have worn?
Why are you asking me these questions?
I was just curious.
Probably my Bruce Jenner tennis shoes that had a little gold medal on the tongue. Those would be worth money now, wouldn't they?
Bruce, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
But why did she ask that?
I was just seeing if your hiccups were still there.
Oh, all right, maybe they went away. Maybe that's a technique. All right, Steph, I've been married for just over a year. I've been with my husband for 10. When we first met, I weighed about 145 pounds. During college and after college, I put on a lot of weight, and I'm now at my heaviest, 197. During this time, my now husband broke up with me and started seeing someone else. We eventually got back together, but he made it very apparent the breakup was due to my weight gain. He said he wasn't attracted to me anymore. This went on leading up to our wedding, where he threatened me 2 weeks prior to getting married that he would leave me if I didn't outline a plan of how I was going to lose weight. I was heartbroken. I'm ashamed to say I went through with the wedding. I know a lot of the repairing process begins with me trying to repair my broken self-esteem, but how do I save my marriage? I'm a Christian. I don't believe in divorce, and I do truly love him. He has some amazing qualities, and I don't want to lose my marriage over this. For the record, I've not lost much weight, but I have adopted a healthier lifestyle in the past year. We go on hikes together now, and we cook healthy meals. What else can I do?
This is something that I'm interested for you two to weigh in on as men, if this were your situation.
Boy, that's a tough one, because he took it. It's interesting that he left in the first place, dumped her over her weight.
Right. Well, so I'm confused. Was she saying he dumped her before the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Then they got back together, mm-hmm. and then they got married.
Yes.
So he dumped her, but she hadn't lost weight, but he still got back together. With
certain ultimatums he put on her that I need a plan from you as to how this is going to happen.
Okay.
I know. This is a tough one for me.
I know, because I understand all sides.
Yeah.
Everybody's
side. But in his view, if he's not attracted to her anymore, which is her words, why did he come back? Why did he still want to make this happen?
Well, maybe he loves her. Now, could it be he wants her to be healthy, too?
I think that might be the bigger thing.
Wants to keep control over her? Because it's like, hey, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to leave you again like I did before.
Oh,
You know? It gives him the upper hand in a big way.
Mm. Yeah.
This is how I feel, though, about, like, to be together for that long and then leave someone over a physical change is so, I mean, I get how, like, how maybe you're not, like, sexually attracted to someone in the sense that, like, you know, you're not feeling what you felt because of that change. However, like, we all get old. We're all not going to be, like, right. exactly how we looked when we were, you know, first married or first together. So to, like, leave someone and then, like, give them ultimatums, it just seems really unhealthy unless you're doing it in the concern for health, which I don't feel like he is 100%
doing. Okay, so this one is so hard for me because I have so many different thoughts on it. Sometimes when someone gains a significant amount of weight, there is a reason for it. Unhappiness. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering.
Or happiness.
Or happiness. <right? laughs> But 10, 20 pounds, whatever.
Yeah.
But if we're talking 50 pounds or more, it could be health, unhappiness. So this specific case is hard for me, but I wonder in our situation, if that were to happen, mm-hmm. would you want to figure it out? Because maybe the person, there's an underlying emotional cause or an underlying something going on with
right,
them where
right.
they're unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such not a black and white thing for me.
I don't necessarily think it's black and white, but I just feel like, especially if she's changed, you know, for her, like, she's changed her lifestyle. She's made healthier decisions in what she's eating. She's exercising. So now there's this sense of pressure of, I'm being healthy for my, you know, my body and my health right. in general. And I still feel this stress and this weight that he's going to leave me if I don't lose it fast.
That part's
enough.
Not cool with
it's
me.
It's not healthy.
There shouldn't be the, you do this or I'm gone.
Right.
It should be, what does she want?
Right.
If she wants to lose the weight to feel good, because I feel better when I'm active,
yeah, most
eating
people
healthy.
Do. Yeah.
Right. So it should be about her. There also, I don't fault her if she wants to look good mm-hmm. for him.
Totally.
I get I that.
Either, yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons why she could be healthier and lose the weight.
Right, but it's got to be on her terms and for the reasons she wants it to be. It can't just be to make him happy.
Right.
Or because of the ultimatum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like her doing it because she wants to do it and feel better is totally different than her doing it because she's stressed out that he's going to leave.
Yeah, she needs to figure out who she wants to be. If she wants to be this, then be this.
How happy are they?
That's the question.
That's my
it
question.
Doesn't sound very happy from this email, but yeah. she doesn't believe in divorce. She really wants to make this work. So the question is, how does she do that? How does she make her marriage work and brighten up her future?
I think I personally, and I'm so far out of being in this situation in the sense of I've not been with anyone for 10 years. I'm not married. I have not had anyone giving me an ultimatum in any way of like, do this or I'm out. But I really believe in focusing on yourself and doing what is best for you to be happy and healthy. Because I think when you're happy and you're healthy, your relationship's going to prosper. Because I don't think if you're feeling insecure, feeling pressure that he's going to leave, it's
making it worse.
It's making it worse.
Yeah, you got
to
love you first
you
and foremost.
Yeah.
And if he leaves, then he leaves because you love you and that's all
and
you
it's
need.
Right. Yeah. It's not the number on the scale. Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
whatever she needs to do. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't need to do anything. Something needs to be done because I don't know how happy these guys are.
Uh-huh. Becca,
we need more information.
Somebody comes to you, you're in a relationship long term, and he says, look, I'm really the buttered pop tarts and the Dr. Pepper and the McDonald's. I can't. I'm worried about you. I need you to knock it off and start eating healthy or I got to go.
If he said it, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about your health. I would say, I hear that. I'm a little concerned myself.
Yeah.
My
well,
arteries.
Everything in moderation. You could work yeah. it out and go like, hey, all right, fine. Let's eat healthy Monday to Saturday, and Sunday's our cheat day.
Right.
Buttered Pop-Tarts
right.
for everyone.
And it sounds like they're working together on some of that. They're hiking together and
yeah,
making meals
and
together.
Yeah, and I think if he, and we don't know, he may have approached it that way, but if that would be very different than someone coming and being like, I'm not attracted to you, and I think I'm going to leave if you don't
that's a tough
get
one.
It together.
Yep.
Because then I'm like, go on.
How's the healthier lifestyle going, by the way?
Not great. You know? Not great.
Do you think it's because of, like, do you run out of time to eat healthy and it's easier?
It's so much easier to yeah. not eat healthy.
I think
for
that's
me.
A lot of people's
because
issue.
When I was like cooking and stuff and like eating at home, I was like, God, like I make it. I have to clean it up. Yeah, like, this is way more work than when someone just brings it to my door and I eat it and throw it away. But I'm moving into my new place this week, and so I have a bigger kitchen. I feel like I'm walkable to stores. I'm hoping that I am a little more active and try to eat better. However, I'm going to have new Postmates options.
Oh, yeah.
In my new location.
Jones on 3rd.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going there today.
There's like
very
good,
healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
Oh, beyond.
Food.
Like, that would be a great option for
I
you.
I know. So I'm hoping that that'll help. It's just hard. I mean, I know everyone's like, it's hard with the holidays. Imagine it being hard all the time. The holidays don't help.
True enough, and here we are. And by the way, that's what that procedure came in handy, because I barely ate all weekend recovering from surgery.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel
wow.
like I'm at a deficit now going into the holidays, and I feel good about that.
I'm on
a quest. I need that.
You need that.
I need
a
deviated
quest to
yes.
lose 7 pounds.
Amy,
and
you
it
have
has been 2 years where I'm like, just 7 pounds.
Literally, ever since I've met Amy, I just have to lose 7 pounds and I'll be, I'm not exaggerating. Probably the first night I met you, you told me that. And she'll be like, I had 23 Cheez-Its. I had half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's like, will I always just want to lose 7 pounds? Like, I don't know.
Like, you probably lost 7 pounds.
I have, and then I don't know. It's like, it always feels like, oh, 7 pounds. That just feels good.
That's all ideal. Right.
Well, speaking of the holidays, is that time of year for Christmas cards and Christmas parties, Becca?
It sure is, and it's all about getting healthy and white teeth. I know a lot of people constantly, honestly, I get so many questions about my teeth, and one, if they're veneers, and two, how do I keep them white? They're not veneers, by the way. But we're all eating a lot of sweets this time of year. And we're all drinking a lot of coffee because it's cozy time. And that's why Quip makes the perfect gift for anyone this year. It's something people will actually want. It's such a great stocking stuffer. We all use a toothbrush at least 2 times a day. Or if you're Tanya, you even use it more. We're missing Tanya right now. She's not
very
here.
Much.
Quip makes holiday travel super easy, super clean, with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. And Quip doesn't require a clunky charger, and it runs for 3 months on one charge.
Wow.
Yeah. Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing, with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. That's amazing. That's so convenient to not have to go to the store. I never remember to do it on my own. And you can even get prepaid refills for a year to make sure that you're never using old, worn out, or ineffective bristles. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. It looks just like a big ticket tech gift, with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you will get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell the giftee.
Right. They don't need to know that you got it for free.
They don't need to know that.
No.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca.
Becca
Easton.
Becca. And we've had a lot of period talk on this show lately, haven't we?
Yeah, lots of period talk lately. Wish Tawny was here to talk more about it.
I love a good period talk.
But we can talk about Lola. We love Lola here. It is a female-founded company offering a line of organic tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS. I almost said that. Mystery fibers or doubts about what's going into your body. Also, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. So Lola will deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. Another thing I feel very inconvenient, because sometimes it just sneaks up on you. It'd be really nice to have it just delivered and ready to go when that time of the month comes. So it's the perfect time to subscribe with all the traveling that happens around the holidays and all the family Christmas shopping I have to do around this time. I feel like constantly I forget to shop for the necessities I need, like tampons, pads. But with Lola, they help make your month a little bit easier. Their subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. I love that you can create like your own box, because sometimes they're heavier than others, sometimes they're lighter than others. It's really convenient. you guys would not understand.
No, but you know, these Lola cleansing wipes, we have cleansing wipes all over our house, and they're so valuable.
Truly. These are cleansing wipes, I think, specifically for... I don't know if you're using them around the house, but...
I mean, they're multi-use as far as I'm concerned.
Barbecue sauce on your hands, just grab one of those Lola wipes, you're good to go.
I mean, yeah, I guess they could be used for anything. One of my favorite products right now from Lola are the cleansing wipes. They're the first biodegradable, all-natural wipe of their kind. They are safe for use anywhere on the body.
See, yes.
I don't know, like, for
I'm
house
not doing
needs.
It wrong.
But for Easton's barbecue hands, they're fine. I keep them in the purse. I keep them in the car. All the bathroom cabinets, they are seriously the best. For 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Becca when you subscribe. Again, 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter code
Becca
when you subscribe. We have a very exciting... guest in the
do that again.
Okay.
My first time. I'm very nervous.
We have a very exciting guest today. We have Scott Patterson, as some of you may know, as Luke Danes on the hugely popular show Gilmore Girls. Amy is fully fangirling over in the corner. Ever since I met Amy, I feel like the first thing she told me was something about Gilmore Girls.
Like it at the when it was going
right,
and now I weirdly like it even more. There is something about that dialogue cracks me up. Like I just laugh out loud. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, this is such a weird way to say it, but it's like, it tickles me. Like I just go, you know what, that crap's genius.
It's so fast, the back and forth. It was so quick.
And you know what, doing it, it's twice as fast as how it comes out.
Oh, really?
In your head, when you're doing it, inside your body, and the only note you're getting from any director that's working with you, because that's the only note they've received from up top, is faster.
No. Wait, so I have a question.
That's it. They just come up to you and go, great. It's all great, but just can you do it a little faster? I don't think so.
How many like pages, let's say you're doing a scene on Gilmore Girls compared to a scene, I watched you on that other show where it was like the aliens or something were coming. Do you remember that? Like what would be the comparison of how much more dialogue there was on Gilmore Girls?
Oh, God. It was, you know.
Triple?
Well, that was a half hour and Gilmore was an hour, but... Gilmore is 80 pages of all black ink. Oof. It's not scene descriptions. Oh. It's not, it's just chunks of dialogue. It's like big honking chunks of dialogue, right?
And,
you know, the very first year, maybe the second or third episode, I think it was, first year one, they'd rewritten a scene. And they used to do this a lot. And then they kind of gave us a break on it. But they threw a 10-pager at us in the makeup chair at 6 a.m. and we were going to shoot it at 6:30.
Wow.
And I looked at Lauren and said, well, if we can do this, we can do anything. And we actually did it. We worked on it and we did it. And it came out really well. So,
I mean, yeah. And I posted, we have a really loyal Facebook group that follows this podcast. And I was like, I need to know the diehard fan questions. And I think the ones I saw the most were, who is the baby daddy? And were you annoyed that it took so long for Lorelai and Luke to realize, or I guess Lorelai to realize that she, that you were the one?
No, because I think, you know, that was the secret magic of that chemistry is will they or won't they? And you, it's really difficult television to keep a fan base engaged at that level. You know, and I think Warner Brothers knew they had something really good with that storyline. But it's like, I think the debate going on between the creators and Warner Brothers was how to execute that and how to, you know, how quickly to bring them together or let's make them wait. And, you know, I think a lot of discussions were, well, the fans are going to defect if we don't give them this by season three. And, you know, we're really worried about it. And it's like, no, they'll stick around.
I was going to say, because they're going to wait until they get the satisfaction.
Yeah, I was all for, no, bring another guy in, make him jealous, make him, you know.
Well, that was what was so heartbreaking at times.
Keep me around. Keep me around a little longer.
It was real. Like, yeah, I can remember, like, in season one or two, she was engaged to that other dude, and at that time, you could already tell that Luke was a little bit like, And then it dragged out. I also thank God that the Gilmore Girls allowed me to discover Matt Zuckery. Oh, my God. Like, that was where I first learned about him, and he's still just...
Are you seriously talking about another man in my presence?
I'm so sorry. My heart is always with Luke, but then there's a little
thing for
Logan.
Check, her. For
listen, we don't know. We don't know who she is or where she came from.
Look, guys, it's been real. Thanks.
Thanks for the coffee.
Right. The fragile actor ego.
Wait. So wait. I mean,
there's no room in my heart for anyone else but
me. We can build up his ego again if you want to with this email.
Yeah. We're here. Now we have an email to really build you up again.
How dare you mention another actor? How dare you?
Amy brought you down, but one of our listeners is here to bring you back up.
Megan emailed us this. She said, the only thing I love more than the Scrubbing In podcast is Gilmore Girls. I watched on TV when it was on and have binged it on every box set, DVD, and Netflix ever since. It played a huge part in my life growing up. And even now as an adult, it helps me through hard times and good ones. Please tell Scott that he and the show have impacted my life so greatly. As silly as it is to rely on a TV show, it's a big light in my life and something I can watch over again without fail for comfort and happiness. I've wanted to meet Scott Patterson my entire life, and having my two favorites merged together is making me so happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you so much
for
that.
You're changing lives.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I am, but I'm just reading the words on the page and trying not to knock into the furniture
okay.
too much.
I was going to... You know, I've never shared this before.
Glorified prop. That's all I am.
When I was in sixth grade, our local mall, I'm from Louisiana originally.
Oh, okay.
Our local mall had a open casting for, it was WB shows, but it at the time, WB. And Gilmore Girls was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I went with my friend who was also trying to be an actor. I was in drama at this time, and I thought I was going to be an actress when I grew up. And this was when I knew I wasn't going to be. It was at this casting call. I waited in line for,
took one time.
Oh,
and you were out. Okay.
One time.
All right.
I would say 30 seconds. It was quick. But I sat in line for hours with my friend. I was like, this is meant to be. It's my big break. I'm going to be on Gilmore Girls. They said it's very fast dialogue, so think about that when you're doing your audition.
Uh-huh.
They have this like fake set up in like the back of like a Kirkland's or something, and I start reading the lines. I blacked out. I don't even know how it went, but it was just like, thank you. And at that moment, I walked out and I was like, this is not it for me.
You got to hang in there.
I didn't want to. It felt horrible. Like nothing about it felt right, you know?
Well, you know, I think, you definitely need a thick skin. There's no question about it. And I came into this profession with a very thick skin because I'd been through 7 years of professional baseball.
I did not know this.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In fact, one of my favorite people was from Louisiana.
Who?
Ron Guidry from Lafayette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Louisiana Lightning, they called him. Yeah.
Wait, that's so you were in like a very different profession, but still a profession where...
Requires discipline and you get paid nothing. Or at least they didn't pay me anything.
You were a pitcher?
I was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you discover? Oh,
you know, when I walked away from baseball, I went to Europe. I'd never been to Europe, and I spent about a year and a half there, and sort of trying to figure it out. And I met some American tourists and people that were living there, and I went to New York with them, and got into acting and the whole thing. And yeah,
sorry, this is my wheelhouse. I feel like I got to jump in here.
Yeah.
You made it to the major leagues.
I never pitched in any of the majors, but I was on the Yankees major league roster in 83. Boy, I'm dating myself. and I was on the Rangers major league roster in 85.
Okay.
And then I don't think I was ever a part of the Dodgers 40-man roster, but I went to camp with them, and that's who kind of put me out to pasture, so to speak.
That's like
was the LA Dodgers. Thanks so much.
But that
actually,
like
they
the,
did me a favor.
That's the 99th percentile of professional baseball players to even get on that major league roster. That's impressive.
I was pretty excited about the first time I was on the first couple times I was on a major league roster. Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, but you make more money. You get to come to big league camp and try to impress people if they ever give you a chance. Yeah, it's kind of nice. You hang out with the big leaguers, and
that's pretty great.
They take you out drinking, see if you're a real man, you know, that kind of a thing. How long is it going to take him to fall off the bar stool, kind of deal? Yeah, it's kind of neat. Yeah, it was a neat experience, no question.
Great,
but it gave me a thick skin, and I came into Hollywood thinking, or I went to New York and I was studying and I was doing theater and, you know, just trying to get, because for me it was always about acquiring skills, and that's really what baseball. It was just like, you know, stop complaining about you're not getting promoted. Just work on your skill set, and once your skill set is there, you'll get promoted.
Yeah.
So, and I wish I had taken my own advice,
which is what
early in my career, which is stop complaining.
Oh, and work on
your damn skill set. You know, you're here for a reason. You know, you want to go to the next level, you need this skill set.
Right.
You want to go higher than that, you need that skill set. Mm-hmm. So. It's really all about that. And acting, I approach it the same way.
Yeah.
It's a skill set.
Do you sing?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
Someone on the Facebook group asked about his music.
Oh, yeah, you have a band.
Well, yeah.
I know, but I didn't know. Are you the singer or are you a...
I write and sing. Yeah, I write all the songs. In fact, I have my new single with me right now. And
wait, do you really? I can't tell.
I actually do. Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
we
if you want
play
to
play it, if you own the publishing and
he wrote
every
it
bit of rights to it.
Oh, sure, I do.
Do you?
Oh, God, yeah.
If they own the publishing, we can actually play it.
Well, we'll.
Do you have it on your phone?
No, I have it on a.
Easton, do you?
Oh, even better, a thumb drive.
Wow,
I got it on a thumb drive.
Do you really own the publishing? I'm sorry to be that person, but if you do, then we can actually play it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. But anyway, but you want to hear it? Seriously?
Yeah.
I was not planning on doing this, actually.
Of course we do.
Well, we're going to talk about your coffee in a sec, but we want to hear the music.
You really want to hear this?
Yes, we love playing new songs.
I heard the music. It's totally different than you would expect. It's a little bit like rock, right?
It kind of is, yeah. But this new song's it's a departure.
Okay, great.
And I just wasn't even going to...
Well, let's do it. Why?
...mess with it. All right. Well, I mean, sure.
Well,
why
we
not?
Had a lot of people that are like, what are you up to now? So...
Well, I run my coffee business 24/7, and, you know, I finished that song a while ago, but I haven't done anything with it. But as long as I'm here...
Well, he didn't need a minute to get it into the system, so we can talk about other things, but we'll play it.
You have to delete that as soon as...
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's next thing you know, it's playing on Kiss.
Maybe not such a bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a bad thing. Well, since we're talking about what you're doing, do you want to talk about your coffee? Because the fact that you are Luke and you were known for your coffee shop, which Tanya, who is my co-host, she left to go to town, but and she's like a huge fan. Like it was like bitter, you know, not great timing for her
right.
that she had to leave. Right. But she went to the pop-up where she sat in line for I don't even know how many hours.
They were there a while
to have a cup of coffee, and I said, "Well, was it good? Was it worth it?" And she was like, it's pretty dang good. Had no regrets about waiting. So I just love that you now have a coffee company.
Yep.
And it's called Scotty P's.
Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee. We debuted a year ago, November 19th, 2017. And on our website, scottyp.com, we offer 12-ounce ground and 5 blends, 2 flavors, and a breakfast blend and a French roast and a decaf and hazelnut and a French vanilla, and we have K-cups in breakfast blend and French roast.
And it smells delicious.
We have whole bean in 2-pound bags and breakfast blend and diner blend, actually, and French roast. So we're rocking and rolling. We're coming out with Nespresso pods and pretty soon, and you heard it here first.
At what point were you like, I'm going to transition from Luke's to Scotty P's?
Actually, it was in the middle of the music tour that I did a couple summers ago. I did a tour of 27 coffee shops with, it was just me and another guitar player, my guitar player.
That's why you like laughed when I was like, oh, you sing. You're like, I just did a coffee shop tour.
I don't know if you could describe it as singing, but I don't know that people would identify it as such.
No, I feel if you're showing a song, you're a singer. I myself would not describe what I do as singing.
Yeah.
I was an athlete, so I played sports. So I see you got this nice gene where you were able to do both. I don't have that artistic, creative side.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
No. I've searched it. I can't sing.
You definitely.
No, I really don't.
She's good at fashion, and she's a good dancer, but she's not
a good dancer.
You're a good. Well, I mean, she's not even a dancer with the stars, but like in a concert, she's not embarrassing or anything.
Right, I am gonna take that home to family time for Christmas.
And you're good at fashion and like decor, but she's not a good singer, and neither is Tanya. Tanya is very.
Do you know what's funny though? A lot of my friends, like if I'm singing along to the music, they'll be like, "Oh my, like you have a great voice," and in my mind, I'm thinking. I have been told that I'm a terrible singer my whole life, so I can't tell where the line is. Am I so bad that it's like artsy sounding and it's good?
But do you sound really good?
No, I think I can stay on key, but I don't think my tone
let
is.
Me, she has me, like sort of a country
me,
voice.
Me a song to sing.
Let me hear some. Let me hear a little something. Give me a bar of something.
So a nice little country song.
I'm like, trying to think of it.
It's like an audition. I have some songs.
Patsy Cline, a little crazy.
You can't do that.
No?
Current country.
Current country.
Little Elvira.
Carrie Underwood.
You're going to give me American Idol?
Well, I don't know what.
How about Rocky Top? Do you know Rocky Top?
I don't know who Rocky Top is.
Oh.
This is not going well.
How did this become about you?
I literally, all of a sudden, I'm nervous. I can't think of one song that I've ever seen.
Country Roads. Come on. Take Me Home.
There you go. There you go. That's easy.
Take me home. To the place where I belong.
You know, it's a nice tone. There's something nice about it. Yeah.
I could be a country singer.
I mean, if you committed to it and acquired
a little auto tune in there.
No, you have a nice sound. You have a nice tone.
T-Pain app. Okay. I do, because everyone's going to get mad at me if I don't get an answer about this. I know you're probably tired of talking about it.
No.
But who do you think the baby daddy is? Rory's baby daddy.
You know who I think it is?
Who?
I think it's Buzz Aldrin.
No.
I think Buzz Aldrin is going to make an appearance. I don't know, but I still think it's him. I think it's either Buzz Aldrin or it's Jay-Z. I think it might be Jay-Z.
Wow.
I think it might
Not
be Jay-Z's
that I don't
baby.
Love you, but how about that Milo really making a career for himself, too?
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I don't
here?
Even know.
Very odd line of questioning you're pursuing here, Amy.
I'll go to the bathroom again, but I think the baby daddy is Milo or Madzu.
I think it's Jay-Z. I think it's Jay-Z.
Wait, aren't those the only two options? Milo or...
No, there was that third guy, but let us pray it's not him. That random guy, that nerdy guy she was dating in the movies. It's not that guy.
Are they movies?
Ew.
Were they movies?
They
kind of
were.
They were just like long episodes? Is that
90 minute?
No, they were actually, I only saw one of them and, you know, we went to the premiere and they did a whole thing and I watched it and it did have a film quality to it. I mean, it was beautifully shot and it was like, boy, this isn't really like...
just a TV episode.
It doesn't look like a TV episode. It looks like a film.
So generally, you don't make a habit of watching your stuff back after
you do it? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I've never... I saw the pilot and that was it. I swore.
Really?
I did see the pilot when it aired and... I haven't seen another episode. But then during the binge-a-thon that UpTV was doing recently over Thanksgiving, I decided in all of my wisdom to live tweet during a couple of the episodes.
That's a great
decision. That was all my idea. And then I said, I actually have to watch the episode to tweet. And I'm like, oh, no. But I did it. I sort of sucked it up and did it anyway.
You're so sacrificial.
But there are 153.
What I do for the fans, right?
153 episodes of Gilmore Girls. You've seen one or two.
I've seen now. I've seen three or four
now. Wow.
And that's it. That's all I want to see.
I want to get to some of these Facebook questions we got for Scott. But first, let's talk about Rothy's.
I love Rothy's. So I was looking at my holiday season. There's tons of holiday parties, which means blister season with all the heels that I'm wearing. It's quite a painful time of the year, but we're getting through it. Especially with Rothy's flats, because I can keep them in my purse for any occasion. So right after I take off my heels at a party, I can slip my Rothy's on, and then I can enjoy my night without being in crucial pain. Rothy's is everyday flat for life on the go. It's stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in four fashionable styles. They have the flat, the point, and my personal favorite, the loafer. What's so crazy about Rothy's, though, is that they are made from recycled plastic water bottles. It's hard to really wrap my mind around that, how that happens, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled. Mm. That is so amazing. Like, every night when I go to sleep, there's a water bottle on my nightstand, and that could be used for a Rothy's shoe. That's cool.
That's cool.
One of the things I don't like about flats is that my feet do sweat all the time, but with Rothy's, you can put them in the washer. So after I wear them dancing or just walking around all day, I can throw them in the wash, and they're perfectly clean. And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code Becca to get free shipping with no minimum. So free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. Trust me, you're not going to return them. If you need a different size or something, that's what this is for. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com and enter Becca to get your new favorite flats with free shipping. No brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable with free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today. That's Rothy's.com. Promo code
Becca!
Get this deal while it lasts. It's such a great Christmas gift.
It really is. And speaking of Christmas, Thrive Market, this box that we've been kind of
munching on.
This great stuff in here. I'm taking this ketchup home to the family right now. Look at that.
Oh,
organic, non-GMO.
And Easton got his ketchup too.
I have one too. I'll be drinking this on the way home.
Okay, Easton, how about those pickles?
Oh my God.
Yeah, talk about the pickles.
We got some pickle slices, sliced pickled chips from Thrive Market, and they haven't even been making it onto the sandwich. I just come home and crack that sucker open, and I've just been eating pickles like they were potato chips.
I eat pickles like that too.
I just got into it. It's a new thing for me.
Delicious.
It's so good.
And nutritious.
I have some people coming into town, and I wanted to do like welcome little snack packs. I cannot tell you guys. This is what blows my mind the most about Thrive Market. It is so cheap. I did this before, and I paid probably four times what I paid just last night ordering like chips and chocolates and some crackers and just like a little snack welcome. The prices, that is really what blows my mind.
Well, I know. And it's like they have everything. So they have a holiday shop that's happening right now where you can order Moscow Mule mugs, organic candy canes. My personal favorite, an organic kimono white robe in honor of Tanya. I actually ordered two. This is how I'm working these days because I have a guest bedroom now. So when people come stay, I'm like, everything's ready for you. I ordered two of the robes so that anyone who comes over can have one to wear too because they're so cozy. Thrive Market is a revolutionary online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. It's literally Whole Foods, but I can't even tell you how many more times affordable. You can also shop for thousands of the best-selling non-GMO foods and natural products, always at a 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. And all of the packaging, boxes, and inserts are made from recycled paper, and they're all recyclable, 100% zero waste from Thrive Market. They are the first company in the country to go zero waste. So, hand clap for me.
Yeah.
Thrive Market's prices are already up to 50% off, and now they're giving you an extra 25% off your first order and a free 30-day trial. And all you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin. So skip the holiday lines in the market and Thrive delivered straight to your door. And they have a special offer going on right now that if you order their Thrive Market collection, you will get organic chocolate truffles with your order. That's amazing.
This is the time of year where you have to, like, when you have a table of sweets, you really have to prioritize. Like,
you really do.
What's worth the calories I'm about to ingest? I think those organic chocolate truffles would be at the top of the list.
So true. One more time, it's thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin.
All right.
Gorgeous, you guys.
That was good.
I was kind of impressed, yeah.
Well, a lot of people asking about Lauren Graham. They feel like you guys had a great chemistry. Were you friendly off screen? Did you stay friends afterwards?
Oh, she wouldn't leave me alone. It was annoying. She wouldn't let me go. And do you really have to go home? And I'm like, yep. I got to go get some sleep. Well, can't you just stay? And I'm like, no, I got to go.
Melissa Bedard.
Wait, I wanted a real answer.
That's the truth. She wouldn't leave me alone.
So you guys are friends.
She couldn't get enough. She couldn't get enough.
I get it.
He's smiling. He's like laughing right now.
All right. Melissa Bedard, would you come back for a second revival?
Sure.
Yeah, I did.
It's a blast to be with those people. That's a fun show to be on.
A lot of people don't say that after being together for that many. I mean, a lot of people are kind of like, it ran its course and we all were ready to move on. So I think it's good to hear that as people who watch shows and then they hear like no one got along on set is maybe the most crushing, soul crushing thing ever.
But think about it. Do you get along with everybody here all the time, 100% of the time?
No. But I'm saying there's some tumultuous.
Especially that guy.
Oh, Easton.
Right.
No, Easton.
Because he looks like silent Easton. Trouble.
No.
Right there.
I'm to be reckoned with.
No, Easton's the guy.
Yeah, sometimes there's little flare-ups, but it's like when you get a bunch of people together and it's so collaborative and it's so intensively collaborative, you're going to have little dust-ups here and there and people getting hurt.
I love dust. I cause dust-ups to entertain myself, but I'm talking about like that tumultuous.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on that note, Sarah Wells is wondering who your best friend was on the cast.
Sean Gunn, was always the most, I always found him to be the most interesting and most entertaining. He was always reading some obscure novel and then he would read Bill James's baseball abstract and throw questions. We'd talk ball, we'd talk novels, he's an endlessly entertaining human being. Really everybody. I mean, everybody's pretty good hang over there. You know, we sat around and we had a lot of downtime. You know, we were there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the show would have been successful if people really didn't get along. You know, I mean, it was really that kind of a fun, funny, a lot of wit flying around, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
When Amy came on set to direct an episode, it was really elevated and ramped up and. It was just, it was fun. It was like a little circus of trained performers.
Shaylin wants to know how much ad-libbing was done. It sounds like you couldn't do a lot of ad-libbing because the script was so dense.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, that's a great question. No.
That is a good question.
Because it is like spitfire. It's so fast.
Yeah. No, there's just no ad-libbing. In fact, we would do 20, 30 takes on a master shot before we could move on to close-ups or coverage. And we really didn't get close-ups. We got sort of cowboy shots from waist up.
Mm.
But you had to really nail that master before we could move on. And it had to be word perfect and comma perfect and period perfect and perfect, perfect, perfect.
Because that was kind of like what it was known for.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the pressure, is to get it word perfect at a pace that is not human.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, we could actually get jobs on different planets because of the training and the pace and what we're used to.
Have you watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I have not seen it. No, I've been really, really busy. But I hear it's kind of great.
It's
My sister's
got a little of Gilmore Girls.
But it has to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, same with that Bunheads one, too. That's an obscure
one. Yeah, I didn't
one.
See that one either. Yeah.
It's not really right. For you.
Oh, I think I would imagine you'd sit down for Bunheads for like a binge.
Let me tell you, I got my own Bunheads going on at home, all right? So I don't need to watch it on TV. I don't even know what that means, actually.
I wasn't sure either. I just had to...
You just go with it.
Yeah, go with it.
You got to go with it.
Yeah.
Sort of. But... Yeah, I mean, no, it was a good hang. It was a good place to work, and especially the revival because, it was a different level with Netflix. Netflix really spent some money on that.
Yeah.
And it felt like we were on a big budget feature film. I mean, it was a whole different experience. The level of equipment that was available that was being deployed.
The trailer size.
Oh, my. Yes. I'm telling you, it was a different trailers, pop-out things. I mean, it was like fancy, fancy time. We felt like fancy movie stars for a couple of months there.
Well, I feel
and we're
like,
not.
I don't know. I mean,
we just aren't.
People are so into, like, the Netflix and binging, I felt like it was, like, a brilliant move to come back. And people were so, I mean, diehard fans of that show that to bring it back. And then for it to end like that, if they don't do another series...
Right,
people are going
to
be
do with ourselves. I just bought the entire set of DVDs for my niece for her birthday. Dude, I hope you get a dollar.
Y'all waiting for a wedding? You're waiting for a wedding, aren't you?
Wedding? Yeah. We have.
I just need to know who the baby's dad is.
No, we got to get the wedding first.
There was no wedding.
Is that going to happen?
That mini thing?
I don't know.
Your wedding?
Yeah, the wedding.
I thought we did it. I thought there was
like
a
no
brief one at the end with just like the intimate group.
Eh.
Are you married? Are you legally married to
there
Lorelai?
No, it was being set up for a massive entire town
right,
wedding
right.
that they didn't have the budget to do, so they had to cut it down. But it's like, you know, come on.
We did something in that, like, gazebo.
It's what the fans wanted.
What else would I
want? They wanted a massive wedding with all of the crazy stuff that would have gone on at a big wedding, right? Mm-hmm. All the pratfalls.
Well, as far as acting, because I know you're doing music, what are you doing anything else in the acting world? Because people are
it's really coffee now. It's just
Do you, other than Gilmore Girls, you're like, I don't really have any interest in doing anything else?
It's not a question of interest. It's a question of opportunity.
I see projects on your IMDb for 2019.
Yeah. They've been on my IMDb yeah. for a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah. Those projects you're seeing are still waiting for funding.
I see.
Right?
So the Rogue is not in pre-production
the
right
Rogue
now?
The Rogue has been in pre-production. Well, no, it's not even in pre-production.
Oh.
They keep saying they're waiting for, I think, our government to clear the funds that are coming from overseas, national security,
oh, wow.
all that kind of stuff, because it's like $10 million, $15 million. And I get updates once in a while in an email from Azerbaijan or someplace. And
wow.
it's like, well, you know, we're still working on getting the funds cleared and into the United States and that kind of a thing. And I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to move on now. You know, yeah. not worry about that one.
And the Liberty is not happening?
That's the same company.
Same company. Yeah. Sons of Summer. Sons of Summer, were you going to play a coach?
You know, I passed on that.
Okay, well, there
it
is.
And they continue
they
to promote
really
that film with me attached to it. We could never make a deal with them.
No.
And if they're listening, they should really remove me from that project.
Should. Wow.
And any investors thinking of investing in that project should not do it based on my participation, because I will not be in the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I just wanted to make that clear. It's the only reason I came here.
You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Sons of Summer will not be featuring me.
Two more rapid fires. Was there coffee in the cups? Was there always coffee in the cups?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, God, yeah.
And do you still have the iconic hat?
Oh, I have all of them.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
There's a couple. I have the stunt ones and I have the originals. And I ain't giving them up for no one. The Smithsonian called. I said, nah. Those are mine.
Wow.
Yeah, my boy's getting that. When I shuffle off this mortal coil, those are going right to my boy.
Nice.
You know, do you have kids?
I have a son.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cute.
He's amazing. Yeah, he's really amazing.
Are you from here originally?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, I knew it. I didn't know if that was an actor.
Born
thing
in Philadelphia, or... raised in
Got
South
it.
Jersey. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, that's how I talk.
Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
No. I've been with the same woman for 18 years. Yeah.
She ever felt threatened by the Luke and Lorelai connection?
No.
The hard-hitting questions.
Hell no.
I'm sorry.
There weren't
but...
any fist fights at all between those two. Those are rumors. There was no smackdown.
Oh, I didn't even see the rumors.
No,
I was just
high
asking
speed chases.
As a woman.
There was nothing. It's all rumors. No, nothing. No. She gets along with everybody. She's an amazing woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we have to wrap, but I want to play Scott's song. First, we need to thank some people.
Yes.
Amazon Fire TV. To order a Fire TV of your very own, head to amazon.com/...
Scrubbing in.
Thank you, Easton. BarkBox. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit barkbox.com/...
Becca!
Quip toothbrush. You get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Go to getquip.com/...
Becca!
Lola, for 40% of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter...
Becca!
Rothy's, to get your favorite new flats and free shipping, go to rothys.com and enter...
Becca!
And Thrive Market, for 25% off your first order and free 30-day trial, all you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/...
Scrubbing in!
I think we should hear this song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God.
What is it called?
Yeah.
It's called My Cell Phone.
Can we do a Scrubbing In exclusive sound?
Are you similar? You don't like cell phones either, just like Luke?
It's my commentary on what technology has done to us and how it's sort of separated us. And I never really intentionally set out to write a song that had a message, and I don't think it really has a message. Just a little story about how you know, this couple is having some problems and she sees something on his cell phone, as we see a lot of relationships blow up because, like,
this is amazing for our podcast.
Who the hell is Joe? You know, and it's like, boom. So that's kind of what the song is about. It's like some dude getting busted because he's texting
being shady.
He's being a little shady. Yeah. Yeah.
This is good content for this podcast.
It is?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Imagine we added some country sounding vocals to that. Could have a thing.
I think you could use
it. Take the show on the road.
Let's work on that.
So what I'm taking away from today with you is that there's nothing you can't or don't do.
Well, I've been writing music my whole life, right? And I never pursued it.
Yeah.
I never, ever pursued it. And I decided to pursue it 2 years ago. And then I realized I don't want to be on the road. I don't want to be away from my son.
Yeah.
I can't do that to him. I was on the road in my early 20s and mid-20s with the baseball, and I didn't have a family then.
Right.
So you can do that when you're young. Mm-hmm. But when, you know, you get a little longer in the tooth, you know, I don't want to miss those moments with my boy.
Right.
Because, you know, listen, you know, I ain't 20 anymore, right? And I want to spend as much time with him as possible. Yeah. There's a lot I want to teach him. And there's a lot he needs to teach me as well. So.
Hey, it's a great way of looking at it.
So, but it's really, it's just coffee now.
Speaking of coffee, ScottyP.com, right? That's where they should go.
ScottyP.com.
I mean,
to get quality coffee. It really is wonderful coffee. It smells really amazing.
I
know,
can't
right?
wait to try it. Yeah.
It smells great out of the box.
I just recently started drinking coffee. I've never been a huge coffee person.
Right.
Yeah. But I drink Dr. Pepper.
That's a lot. You drink what?
Dr. Pepper.
That's not bad.
I mean, yeah, but it's time to educate my palate.
I get a lot of comments. We get a lot of emails from people that say the same thing. They're not coffee drinkers. They never were.
And they love it?
They smelled this at a friend's house, and they had to have a cup just because it was sitting in the box and it smelled so good, and now they're devotees.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot say thank you enough for coming on.
My pleasure.
Thank you for the coffee. Thank you for sharing your song.
Unexpected pleasure. My God. Wow.
I love being an unexpected
And look, we'll go on the road together if this song
I know.
Ever, we'll all go.
Listen, right? I'll
we'll
lay down
Matt,
some tracks.
Everybody will be there. Everybody will be happy. Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming.
You guys have been great.
Scotty P.
Thank you, guys.
ScottyP.com.
Very much appreciate it.
I guess I'm the one calling Time of Death today. Seems abrupt, but here we are. Time of Death, 12:36.